Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Truth Social, and follow me on Twitter at John Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, in his new book, former Trump senior White House advisor Peter Navarro explains why Trump lost the White House in 2020 and is said to be the definitive insider's battle plan for taking the Trump White House back in 2024. Navarro is one of only three senior White House officials who remained with President Trump from the 2016 presidential campaign to the end of his first term in office. He was director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, served as policy coordinator for the Defense Production Act during the pandemic, and was a principal architect of Trump's tariff trade and tough on China policies. Peter, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, I always love to visit the state of Kansas. Dear to my heart, for no other reason than my college sweetheart hailed from Wichita. So what can I say?
Well, we're glad to have you back on the show. It's a pleasure to have you back, my friend. And I want to get to the book. Before I do, though, I've got to ask you, and I was so thrilled to see some of you guys pushing back on the January 6th, you know, farce committee, and I know you know you were subpoenaed to testify, this is actually before, or this actually after you came on our show the first time, because this whole thing is such a sham, and you know they held you in contempt, and who could blame you, frankly, because I think a lot of us have contempt for that committee. But I mean, where does the whole thing stand today? Because I watched it, and I think you have a legitimate assertion of executive privilege. And these people just don't want to hear it, do they?
They do not. And when I wrote the Taking Back Trump's America book, I never thought I would have such a personal stake in this. But the Taking Back Trump's America book has two missions. One is, of course, to get Trump back in the White House. But the second, first and foremost, and we got to do this first, is to get that House of Representatives, Speaker of the House gavel, out of the hands of Pelosi. And in the hands of Trump Republicans. And what that committee is, like the select, they call it the Select Committee on January 6th. It's like long before I ever got the subpoena, I correctly identified it as a kangaroo court, which unconstitutionally was exerting its investigatory powers in a way which was designed not to find out what happened on January 6th, but simply to build a criminal case against Donald Trump to stop him for running for president in 2024, full stop. And what they've done to me, basically, is they subpoenaed me, And they wanted me to testify and provide some documents. I'm, as a senior White House official and alter ego of the president, I'm governed by what's called executive privilege. President Trump had invoked executive privilege in this Jan 6 matter. I told him that. I told him that it was not by law my privilege to waive. So by law, by honor, by duty to my country, my Constitution, and the president, I could not respond to them. And third, the easiest solution here was for them, and I told them to do this, asked them to do this repeatedly, just go to the president and his attorneys and negotiate a waiver of the privilege. I'd be happy to give you whatever he says I can give you, right? And they didn't do that. They didn't do that. Instead, they passed a resolution to hold me in contempt. It comes with a 2-year prison term.
Too many Chris.
And they referred it to the Department of our dual system of injustice. And Merrick Garland, the attorney general, singled me out for prosecution, selective prosecution. And I'm literally the only senior White House official in the history of our republic who's ever been charged with this alleged crime. It's like absurd. Now, that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it was the arrest. It's like this is a misdemeanor where you're supposed to do voluntary surrender, peaceful surrender. Call me, call my lawyer. Hey, come on down. We'll book you, get you in, and you'll be out on the street, and then trials will ensue, right? They didn't do that. Then they stalked me to the airport on my way to do Mike Huckabee's show in Nashville. They grabbed me at the airport, put me in handcuffs, and strip searched me, leg irons, solitary confinement, no access to an attorney. The cherry on that sandwich was putting me in the same cell, and they love telling me this, that John Hinckley sat in after he shot Ronald Reagan, right? So this is how these guys roll. And, after Joe Biden's blood-red fascist speech the other day, I think they're totally unmasked. And this is why the Taking Back Trump's America book is so important, not just to me personally, because you got to get those people the hell out of there, but to this country. And look, in your state, there's a key race, right? We got to get enough House races back. And I'm just asking the people of Kansas, like in the 3rd District, Amanda Atkins, she's the Trump candidate. She's the Republican candidate. We got to get her opponent, her Democrat opponent, who's about as woke and progressive and wrong as they get. I can't even imagine her representing the state of Kansas, because I love that state, and it's conservative, middle-of-the-road, kitchen-table values. Get Amanda Atkins in there. Call her office up. Give her some money. Give her some time, some volunteering. And that's action, action, action. You know, the other race that caught my eye in your state, there's 3 governor's races. Let me preface it this way, that I'm actively pushing for wins. That's Kerry Lake in Arizona, Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, and Tudor Dixon in Michigan. But I'm adding today Derek Schmidt to this, and Derek Schmidt would easily beat Laura Kelly, easily. But these guys, they got this stalking horse, this idiot named Dennis Pyle, in the race, trying to, as an independent, to pull votes away from Schmidt. And if he's successful at doing that, you're going to get a Democrat governor in the state of Kansas, which is an oxymoron if I ever heard it. And I take this one personally because I ran for city council like longer than a lot of people listening to the show were before they were alive. And they beat me. They beat me by running a stalking horse. It's like they knew they couldn't beat me head to head. So they put in a stalking horse. And I wound up losing because of that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize or have forgotten that it was Democrats that were out there helping to collect signatures for Dennis Pyle to get him on the ballot. Yeah. There's a reason they did that.
Yeah. Were they wearing election integrity buttons while they were doing that?
I wouldn't surprise me at the
taking
slightest.
Back Trump's America, we got to take it back from those people. This book is not just a book. It's a mission. Buy it on Amazon today, because I want you to read it. And by the way, even if you don't want to buy the book to learn about MAGA and learn how to take back Trump's America, it's also, ironically, my legal defense fund. You never thought I'd have to do that. You know, you can take a guess how much I've had to shell out so far just for this.
I can only imagine. Yeah. I mean, we had a case here where the county commissioner, there was the FBI was going after him, and I know it was upwards of $100,000, so I can only imagine what you're having to spend.
Oh, that's chump change. I'm already over $400,000 on my way to more than $1 million. I mean, that's part of what the Democrats do. They try to they're like vampires. They suck you dry. They try to break your spirit, but they're not breaking me. I'm taking back Trump's America. Let's do this together. Let's put Amanda Atkins in the 3rd District. Let's get Derek Schmidt as the governor of Kansas. And let's put Trumpian MAGA people in office. And one of the nice things about the Taking Back Trump's America book is that it really does a careful explanation of what we stand for, what MAGA means. And it's a simple iron MAGA triangle of supporting an end to endless wars, secure southern borders, and, oh yes, most importantly, a strong manufacturing base, resilient supply chains achieved primarily through Buy American and trade policies. So this is what we stand for, Joe. I bet you, how much you want to bet Joe Biden doesn't even know what the hell MAGA is an acronym for.
No,
he just
doesn't.
Gets up in front of there and reads from the teleprompter. Oh, MAGA guys, oh, MAGA. It's just like, okay, Joe, yeah, okay, go back in your cave after you've had your little shot of adrenaline to get you up in front of a microphone.
We're talking with former White House senior advisor Peter Navarro. You mentioned the book. It's Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. It's available on Amazon. In the new book, I got to tell you, Peter, I've read some excerpts. You don't mince words at all. I mean, part of the stuff when you analyze why you lost is it goes into pretty explicit detail about saying that the ex-president's top staffers and officials were, as you described them, a motley crew of chiefs, a cabinet of clowns. You go on to describe Trump's 3 chiefs of staff as being in a dead heat for the title of worst chief of staff in history. I mean, you really don't pull any punches, do you?
I do not. And Ronald Reagan coined the idea that personnel is policy, meaning that if you don't get the right people in to support you in the West Wing, you're going to get the wrong policies. In the Trump, Taking Back Trump's America book, I refine that by saying bad personnel is not just bad policy, but also bad politics. And the first half of the book describes how the original sin of the administration right after the 2016 election victory was to bring in all these bad personnel from the rhino wing of the Republican Party, the Republicans in name only, who were the globalists and the Wall Street transactionalists, who were dead opposed to Donald Trump's transformational policies. And I was like the tip of the spear having to fight these guys. There's a great story about me and the boss sitting in the iconic Roosevelt room around a table with half of the cabinet and all of the top West Wing officials trying to figure out how to get tariffs going as a policy. The boss had called that meeting, and he goes around the table, and by the time we make the whole circuit, it's like there's only 2 people in the room who support his trade policy and tariffs. It's me and him. He looks at me, I look at him, his eyebrows go up, and it was like an epiphany for him. He goes, okay, we got an issue here.
Yeah.
And then it was over time. We got rid of Tillerson. We got rid of Mattis. We got rid of McMaster. We got rid of a whole lot of people. But you know, the Mulvaney, I tell you, whenever your listeners see that little twit on CBS, talking smack about President Trump, that guy, Mitt Mulvaney, who was an acting chief of staff, I got stories galore in the Taking Back Trump's America book about what a sleazebag he was. He's another guy that never should have been allowed in there, and good riddance to him, but he did damage. He did damage Well, he was in, and now he's doing damage. Now he's on the outside.
Well, and I remember back when, in the early days of the administration, when you know when the president had dinner with Mitt Romney, there were people, there were members of groups that I sat with who were scratching our heads, thinking, "What's he doing talking to guys like that?" You know.
Yeah, I remember sitting. There's a little room off the Oval where the boss loved to hang out and sign documents and hold court. And I remember one day coming in, he called me over, and there was Mitt. And I'm looking at Mitt thinking, boy, this guy's going to stab the boss in the back no matter how nice he is. And it wasn't long after that when the crap started to flow out of the Romney machine. I mean, that guy, I mean, I remember him when I was getting my PhD in economics at Harvard, and he, you know, he was back in Massachusetts politics as the governor. And, you know, it's like, you think about this. How does a Republican get elected governor in the state of Massachusetts without lying through his teeth and being kind of whatever chameleon? That's who Mitt is. But don't get me started on Mitt. I want to take back Trump's America. And Kansas, you've been, the professor is giving you some homework. Please, 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 please make my day. Get Amanda Atkins elected after the show's over. Like, find her website and send her some money and volunteer. And yeah, Derek Schmidt, just don't fall for the Dennis Pyle thing. No matter what he says, he's not a Trump guy. No matter what he says, he's just a stalking horse for the Laura Kellyites.
Well, Peter, I really appreciate you. Again, the new book is called "Taking Back Trump's America: Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back." It's available on Amazon. You're also on Twitter at RealPNavarro. I follow you. They can also get copies of the book. They can read articles that you've written. Lots of information on your website. It's at PeterNavarro, NavarroNavarro.com, correct?
Right. And don't forget Getter, GETTR. I call it the Twitter killer. it's an alternative to Twitter that won't censor you. So check it out if you're a Twitter file. Get on Getter, and you can do both at the same time. Transfer your followers over, and again, this is part of taking back Trump's America. We've got to hedge our bets against this cancel culture, and Twitter is the worst of the worst.
I appreciate you, Peter. Appreciate you joining us this evening. And folks, get the book, and I agree, donate to Amanda Atkins, and don't buy Dennis Pyle's BS. Peter, thank you again for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
You take care.
We'll be taking your calls at 8:45, but coming up after the break, Senate Judiciary Chair Kelly Warren will tell us about the constitutional amendments you're going to see on your ballot coming up in November. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.